Shalom,
Hey, hi. How you doing? How's the schmooze?
Rebbe really moving around the house.
Yeah, well, they're cleaning upstairs. So I have to move. Yeah. Okay. Where are you?
Panama.
I'm in.
Where?
Panama.
Panama.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay. So let's go on. So Rabbi has said, "Ein Sofik Maitzi Midevadei." So why is the kasha? Is this true that Ein Sofik Maitzi Midevadei? Bring your right that Sofik is Maitzi Midevadei, because it says they have a brayse chav a shemes and v'niach migurim leah peiros. So they're becheskes from sekonim. It's a bara tevel. It's only a Sofik if the chav was maaser. So you see that Sofik is Maitzi Midevadei. He didn't show him say what's the how could a suffix be made some the body tevil, a suffix isur. So this is where Tosis other is showing it's one of the cases where they say you see clearly that this is not a regular suffix, this is not your plain ordinary suffix, this is a super suffix. It's a suffix harogel karav levade. This is a psiraglayim ludov over here, the regivus that the rabbi was maaser, and it's might see from a vade. So you see that a suffix, it's might see that a suffix het harogel is might see from a vade. Actually, it's a slightly different lotion. Rashi calls it a gimgum vehilach acharayv. Gimgum vehilach acharayv. That's what exactly that Rashi means. Does Rashi mean it's a regular rayv? But every rayv is really a gimgum because every rayv is sort of a suffix. There is a taisus rosh in Mavmitzia by Tokfakayan that every rayv is really still a suffix. But the rayv says he go basa rayv. Maybe that's what Rashi means. That's a chiddush. If it's really a rayv, if it's really a rayv, avad it's maitzi from avad. Rayv is maitzi from chazoch. Maybe Rashi means also it's not a maybe that's not what Rashi means. Rashi means it's not a regular roif. This is a roif megumgum, and that's such a clear roif. Maybe al derech taisus, that's such a clear roif. Maybe with hezbeirin that we said it's not like a clear class of things that we could say that all chuldus are eat kikarim, kikaris that are in the mouth. It's a regulus, a statistical kind of roif. So it's a roif megumgum, that's a clear roif. But what taisus calls a roif karav levada. That's the Gemara's kasha. So you see over here that Sofik is Maitzvi Devadei. So the Gemara's two terus. One terus is that it's not a Sofik and a Vade, it's a Vade and a Vade. It's not a Sofik and Maitzvi from a Vade, it's a Vade being Maitzvi from a Vade. Because Vade, the Chover, was not Maitzvi Mitachas Yodei Dover Shein Mesukim. And then the Gemara's another terus. This is what we're going to focus on right now. That Lailim, it's only a Sofik. The Easter is only a Sofik. But the Tevel is also only a Sofik. Because he could have been machnasid b'maitshelo in such a way that it shouldn't become that it shouldn't become devil. So meila sofik is maitzimidei. Sofik is maitzimidei sofik. Sofik, and let's say we'll go with Taisa's terminology. When we're learning Taisa now, the sofik het darogel that the chaver was maser is maitzi from a sofik devil. So Taisus asks that even if he was machnas at the mitzvah and therefore midrash it's not tevel, but midrabbanon it's still also bachilas kva. Taisus brings rais that even kaidim reis play a bias. You're only allowed to eat an achilas harai, not that we're allowed to give it to a beima. Or eat an achilas harai, but a person not allowed to eat it as an achilas kva. And he was saying becheskes mesukonim that you could eat it an achilas kva. So it may be a sofik deraisa because midaraisa maybe was machzis b'moitshelo, so midaraisa maybe it's not tevil, but midrabbanon is for sure tevil. So how could a sofik be moitzi from a vare derabbanon? What places lepara you see from here? That is. So therefore, what's the Gemara's teretz? The Gemara's teretz is that it's a Sofik. So that it's a Sofik devil. So a Sofik is Maitzi Midei Sofik. It's only a Sofik on a derisa level. Midrabbanan is not a Sofik. So the Mishnah is also only derabbanan. The Mishnah is talking about Bittul. We're talking about Bdikas Chametz. Bdikas Chametz is also only a derabbanan. even if it was Chazina de Shoko, right, that's what it was, Chazina de Shoko. Chazina de Shoko is also only a Vada Midrabbana, Midraisa Bibita on the Sagi. And if a Suffolk is Maitzi from a Vada Midrabbana, and then in the Mishnah also a Suffolk Achila should be Maitzi from a Vada Midrabbana. So why by Chazina de Shoko do you need Vika? Let the Suffolk Achila be Maitzi from a Vada Achila Dika Midrabbana. So the re answer is that Inachinami says the Mishnah is talking, this Mishnah is talking where he wasn't Mavatal. Even though I believe Sarachi Mavatal, but this Mishnah is talking where he wasn't Mavatal. So it's a Seka Deraisa. So it's a Chiyuv Dika Deraisa. It's an in Deraisa. This Chomet, Chazina de Shokol, at the Achba that the Chulda brought in. It's a vade, it's an issa deraisa. And it's chazina de shokel, so it's a vade. So it's sofek meitzing, they vade deraisa. But in economy, if he would do bittul, if he would have done bittul, then it would only be a derabbanon. And a derabbanon sofek is meitzing, they vade. So the Kitzer says in this Tosis that Sofik, even though Sofik is not Maitzi from a Vadai, it's not Maitzi from a Vadai de Raisa. But Sofik is Maitzi from a Vadai de Rabbanon. That's the Shita Zri. And they put it in the Mishnah. Even though by Chazina de Shokol ain't Sofik Maitzi from a Vadai, that's only when there was no Bittul. So ain't Sofik Maitzi from a Vadai de Raisa. But if there was a Bittul, so now it's everything's a Rabbanon. Suffolk is mighty from Avada Derabbanan. So even if it would be Chazina de Shokol, you would not need to be Baida. Shalom Shat, does Tosis mean that by it, does the Re mean that by a Derabbanan it's Mutter because of the lumpness that Suffolk is mighty me devadai? That even though ain't Suffolk mighty me devadai, but by a derabbanon, a suffolk heter harogel is mighty from a vade derabbanon. What does Tosis mean? More simple, that if it's only a derabbanon, so sveik a derabbanon lekula. That's not so clear. I want to put that on the back burner. That needs to be talked through by itself. But what's the pshat in Tosis? Maybe both things are true. But Tosis is mechir from this din of chav v'shemes. That you have. And the Mishnah, the Gemara says, why is it mutter? Why is it cheskes mesukonim? Because sofik is mitzvah de sofik. It's a sofik tevel. Maybe it was machnis it b'mitz. And a sofik isur is mitzvah. A sofik isur is mitzvah from a sofik. So Taisa says that's only true when we're talking about Isurim D'Araisa. When we're talking about Isurim D'Rabbanon, and at the Rabbanon level, it's Tevel Vadai. I'm just repeating the Tosfos. And at the Rabbanon level, it's Tevel Vadai. So how's it B'cheskes Mesukonim? Ain't Sofek Maitzim Adei Vadai. So Tosfos answers. So Tosfos says, that in a chinami, for the issa tevel derabbanon, the suffic isur is enough. And by analogy, in our Mishnah also, if he would have been mevatel, the suffic achil would be enough even by chazina de shok. Yeah, it's not clear in places. Does he mean that by the issa derabbanon, suffic isur is enough, mitin sveka derabbanon lekulo? Or mitin suffic harogel, even though it's being mitzi, that even though a Suffolk Rogel is not mighty from a Vade deraisa, but a Suffolk Rogel is mighty from a Vade derabana. The Lashon Taisa is more mashma than the second one. But again, this is a confusing issue all by itself. I want to talk about something today that's not so confusing. This is a little bit of a confusing issue to work through in Taisa. I'm not sure we're even going to get to it today. Does Taisa mean me didn't sveka derabana lakula, or does he mean me didn't Suffolk mighty me devana? Suffolk is mighty from a Vade derabana. Is that?
Why does it matter what he means so much? Greg wants to If it's a six seeker, then what? Then it would be.
It matters. It matters. You know, I don't want to go into right now why it matters, because the why it matters is also confusing. This is a confusing issue. I'm just flagging for them to think this through. This needs to be thought through and a little bit unraveled. It's a tangled web. But we're going to get into this tangled web. We're not going to have a clear head for the not so tangled things that I want to talk through right now. Dr. Panin, it's tesentasis that by tesentasis that if you be that tesentasis. That the Gemara is only busy with Yisurim Deraisa. The whole Gemara is about Yisurim Deraisa. Prevel Deraisa, we're talking about a Deraisa level. And the Mishnah is talking about where you were at Mavatl, we're talking about a Deraisa level. So there ain't Suffolk Meitzi B'Devan. But if it would be a Derabana level, if you would do Bittl, then you wouldn't have to, then you could rely on, had he done Bittl, he could rely on the Suffolk Afin. The same way for the Isser. For the Isser Tevel Derabonim, for the Isser Achilles Kva, which you for sure have in these Paris, they may, you know, it maybe was Machnas at the Mechelo, maybe there's no Isser Deraisa to eat them, but there's certainly an Isser Derabonim to eat them. And yet we rely on the Suffolk that maybe Chava was Maaser. So you see that the Suffolk, maybe the Chava was Maaser, is enough for the Vade Isser Derabonim. You can say Derabonim Lekula, or maybe Suffolk is Mechelo, they Vade Derabonim, Ka'omer. But Akapanim, it's Taisha learning up in the Gemara that even though it's a Vadai, there's a vada iser achilas kva midrabbanon. The suffix iser takes care of that. So by the same token, even by chazim de shakal, had he been mevatel and there would only be nisa drabbanon at stake, then the suffix achilu would take care of it. That would be the three. The Taisus Rosh is chaylik. He brings the ring, and then the Taisur says, "Vaidish leimar that no, even if he did bittul, but by dikas chometz tichmiru. By dikas chometz, we can't treat it like a regular derabbanon that a suffolk iser could take care of it. That a suffolk could take care of it. Dikas chometz is more chometz. Yeah, but by dikas chometz, it doesn't matter. He wasn't mavatli. We don't treat it with these dharma of suffolk." And it's we treat it that ain't suffolk mitzvah devan. Kadina de shokel ain't suffolk mitzvah. A suffolk achila doesn't take care of the van. I want to understand what's going on over here. I want to start go back to first principles, some things that we talked about already. But then we'll take advice. We'll take it further, and we'll see. This place is a big gilui in how exactly everything has to go. We'll start with the Mishnah. Go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "En chayshish in shem agiru chulda mimakom lamakom." By the light of the shaka, we're not chayshish for gerus chulda. The Mishnah says the reason because ain't l'davar seif. Otherwise, ain't l'davar seif. So we ask the kasha, kimat the mashot kasha, and that what is going? What does the Mishnah need a special reason of ain't l'davar seif? Ain't l'davar seif chops b'shanu tam. Typically. That suffix might be they suffer. We're talking about not chazina de shakal. The Mishnah is by loy chazina de shakal. So suffix vera. And there's a suffix achila. And suffix achila is might see from a suffix vera. I don't need a special magic of any of a safe. Suppose a suffix might be they suffer. Especially here, suffix het darogel. Suffix achila is a suffix het darogel. That's what we're doing. Robert says suffix het darogel is might see from a suffix. What is the Mishnah need special reasons of Ein L'Dovah Seif? Why is it different than Medur Sakum? Medur Sakum, the Sofak Achila is Maisi from the Sofak Nefil. That's how Rav understands Medur Sakum, because Sofak is Maisi from the Sofak. There's nothing to do with Ein L'Dovah Seif. There's no Ein L'Dovah Seif by Medur Sakum. Where's the Ein L'Dovah Seif? Ein L'Dovah Seif, don't go in. But that's the emes. Suffix is mitzvah day suffix. That's what the Mishnah should say. This is exactly like Medur Sakum. Suffix is mitzvah day suffix. Who needs the Ein L'Dovah Seif? So I said the other day, maybe it was yesterday, Time flies, I don't remember anymore. That kind of mission like this. That was Makim Vizarama. The Rambam says that if an achbar, I don't know why in the Rambam it's an achbar, the Mishnah is always a chulda, and the Rambam it's always an achbar. Anyway, the Rambam says if an achbar brought a kicker into a house, sofik chom and sofik matz. The Rambam says you have to be baited. Of course, for the Rambam is the Emes and Gemara Testament based. The bottom of Testament based. The Gemara talks about they were Heshish Siburim Shel Matzah, the Echad Shel Chometz, and the Chulda came and brought, took one of those Siburim into the house. And since it's Kavu, we saw the Chulda take it, so Kol Kavu is Kamechza and Mechza Domi. So the Gemara says, you have to be Vaida. That's the Rambam. The Rambam brings that Lalach. If you have a kicker brought, if a chulda or an achbar brought a kicker, that's a sofik ashokul. So maybe it's chometz, maybe it's matz into a house. You have to be by there. Yes, the Ravid. What do you mean? Sekar Rabban Lakula. Midiraisa bevitol bi'almasagi. So we're talking about an Yisid Rabban. In a Rabban, Sekar Rabban Lakula. Not the Ravid. Akochoch. The Gemara must be talking about a case where he didn't do bittul. So then we're talking about a deraisa. But if he did bittul, then he does not have to be baidik because sveka derabon lakum. And then that's the Tosis on the bottom of Testament base says the same thing. Tosis arosh. That the Gemara is talking about where he didn't do bittul. If he did bittul, we'll be talking sveka derabon lakum. And then it takes a deraya because the next Gemara, on top of Yudam Alach, the bottom of Testament base, the next Gemara is that if you have two tziburim, one is matzah, one is chametz, in two houses, one is chametz and one is matzah, one is bodok and one is not bodok, and two achbarim came and took one tzibur and took it to one house and took the other tzibur and took it to the other house. We don't know which one was which. So the Gemara says, "Sveikad rabban lekula," and we're told that the matzah went into the house that was bodok, and the chametz went into the house that was not bodok anyway. And the Gemara says, "Because sveikad rabban lekula." How do you have a right to do that? So the Gemara, "Sveikad rabban lekula." So there's even a famous taka that we say sveikad rabban lekula when there was bittul. At least the Gemara says, "Because we have been derived from bittul v'almas dani." So you see that we say sveikad rabban lekula. But what's the difference between the two Gemaras? Rachel said, and this is derived also, that the two Gemaras are talking about two different cases. One is with bittul, and one was without bittul. So one is sveikad deraisa, one is sveikad rabban. But the Ram is not mashma though. The Ram is mashma that even if you did bittul, a normal case, you did bittul. When the kicker went into the house, and I don't know if it's chometz or it's matzah, you have to be baidik. If I don't know if the kicker was when I have a kicker that went into a house, and the kicker is a suffix, chometz, suffix, matzah, the suffix in the kicker, so then you have to be baidik. I don't say sveikad rabban lekula. If I have two tziburim, one is chometz and one is matzah, and two achbarim, and they took them into the two houses, and I'm not sure if the tzibur of chometz went into the house at all, so then we say sveikad rabban lekula. It's very clear what's the difference. So the Ma'ariv Mishnah says that bikkus chometz was niskan ala sofik, and therefore, if a kicker went into a house, and that kicker is a sofik chometz matzah, then it's already a house that needs bikkus. You can't say sveikad rabban lekula. You could also say sveikad rabban lekula. Every house is a sveikad rabban lekula. Why did it say you never have to be baidik? I don't know if there's chometz in my house. Yeah, the chometz that I know about, I'll take away. Then what have to be baidik? Chayim stalkim. It's all chometz, and it's all sveikas. Everything is chayim. So it's chometz is mostly for things that's a suffix. I don't know if there's chometz there. Sveikad rabban lekula. Finished. That made it easy. You don't say that, obviously. Bdikas chometz was niskan ala suffix. You don't say sveikad rabban lekula. Says the Magen Mishnah, so it's the same thing. A kicker went into the house. I don't know what it is. It might be chometz, it might be matzah. So that's a house that's chayim dikah, even though it was baduk already. But now it's not baduk anymore because now there's a kicker in the house of dubious identity. So we don't know what it is. Does it identify as chometz? Does it identify as matzah? It's shalom. So we have to do a bdik. So that's it. There's a chayim dikah. Takonis dikah now applies. You have to know why it's different than the case where you have two tziburim, one is chametz, one is matzah, two achbarim, and there I do say sveikad rabban lekula. I have to say there it's different. There, I don't know if I don't know if anything happened. Yeah, there is a kikur, and there is a certain kikur outside of chametz, but I don't know where it went. It may not have gone to this house at all. So that's not called the house of the chayim dig. If I don't know that the kikur, I know it's the kikur chametz, but I don't know where it went. It may not have gone to this house. Maybe it went to the other house. So that's Vekad Rabban and the Kula. Then I don't say there's a takonis big. But here, the kikur that's a sofik definitely went into this house. But the sofik is in the kikur. So in this house, I have a kikur that's a sofik because of a chametz. So now there's a chiyuv dika. Then now there's a takonis dika because chametz was niskan ala sofik. That's the Magen Mishnah. Apoponim, you see from Magen Mishnah, you say that where there's a takonis dika, you can't say, you don't say anymore, Vekad Rabban and the Kula. It's because chametz was niskan ala sofik. Then it says, by the same token, the Magen Mishnah, I think, is l'chayra mukhach. It's certainly true that where there is a takonis bdika, we don't say Vekad Rabban l'kula. I used to say, I would also have to agree that where there's a takonis bdika, we don't say Vekad Rabban l'kula, because then you never have dikas chametz. Every dikas chametz is ala sofik, so why don't you say Vekad Rabban l'kula? They also have the Raya and Taisus. They also have to agree to the basic idea that Dikas Chametz was Nitzkan Alef Sofik, and therefore you have to look for Sofik Chametz. Yeah, so we have to know. But the Raya and Taisus think that we do such Sveikad Rabban and the Kulovia. We're going to come back to that. You know, that's going to be the Hezbollah. But Akoponim, you see in the Magen Mishnah this Musug that Dikas Chametz. We're going to unravel. It'll become clearer as we go along. But obviously now we see there's something we have to address. The Rambam now makes, now the Rambam sounds very compelling. There really is a concept of Bdikas Chametz is ala Sofik. Every Bdikas Chametz is for, every Bdikas Chametz, you're looking for Sofik Chametz. Why don't you say Sveikad Rabban and Lekula? Of course, that was the Takana, that you have to be Bdik for Sofik Chametz. Shemi Yom Al-Ochlei, or whatever the reason is, but you have to be Bdik for Chametz. Even for Sofik Chametz. So the Rama holds it that the same thing. I have a kicker in the house. It's a sofik what it is. So now this is a house that needs a chiyuv dika. I have to buy the kala sofik. By the same token, why don't we say by every bdikas chametz? First of all, why do you say by every bdikas chametz? Say there one in the kula al kochach. That was the takanas of bdikah. For that matter, I can ask a different question. Every bdikas chametz. Every one time a person wants to be bided for chametz, if it's a house that a chul does mitzuyasham, you should not need a bdika. Like Madur Sakam at Tahirim. Why are they Tahirim? Because even though it's a sofik nefil, but the sofik achila of chul do, since it's chul do v'chazim mitzuyasham, so the sofik achila is mitzi from the sofik nefil. So every time a person, every house that's chul do v'chazim mitzuyasham should be part of a bdika. Because the Sofik Achilo should be mitzi from the Sofik Chametz. That here also we say, just like we don't say Sveikad Rabban and Lekula because there's a Takonis Bdika. So we don't say Sofik mitzi with a Sofik because there's a Takonis Bdika. When there's a Takonis Bdika after Vedic, you can't rely on Sveikas. You can't rely on Sveikad Rabban and Lekula. You can't rely on Sofik mitzi with a Sofik. There's a Takonis Bdika. Mela, I think that's what the Mishnah is saying. There would have been a mokum to think that just like after you baited your house for a sofik chomet that fell from a shamash, you have to baited stay sure so play kol amartiv, because maybe the shamash went down and you dropped some chomets. So you should have to be baited your house from a sofik that maybe a chulda was machnas chomets into the house. And if that were true, then it wouldn't help me to say Sofik mitzi from a Sofik, maybe the Sofik Achilo, Sofik Achilo is mitzi from a Sofik Greira. Every house is like that. Every house we have a Chuldu Mitzuyu Sham, the Sofik Achilo should be mitzi from a Sofik Shamash. Maybe the Shamash was Nichna Sham with Pitoy and it fell on the Martif. Yeah, maybe. But maybe a Chazir ate it up. Maybe a Chuldu ate it up. Sofik mitzi with a Sofik. We don't say that. Because Chazal was second to the doidik for Sufik chametz that fell from the shamash, that fell from people who walked in with chametz. Any makom shemachnis nevei chametz, a makom where people are machnis chametz, Chazal said you have to be doidik. What if it's people are a chulda? A makom that a chulda could be machnis shem chametz, you have to be doidik. So it should go into the takanas bdika, and once it would go into the takanas bdika, then that's it. Once the takanas bdika is triggered, then you have to be doidik. Sekes don't help you. If there's a vada takanas bdika, what's going to help us suffer? That's like a derabbanon, and not the, it doesn't help. If there's a vada takanas bdika, it's not the mishnah. No, because in Canaan, it'll never safe. If you're going to include in the takanas bdika greiris chulda, you're going to say that a chulda is like a person. That you have to be baidik not only a mokum shir, that people are machnas shom chametz, but you have to be baidik a mokum that chuldas might be machnas shom chametz. That ain't the davar. You're never going to be able to be baidik because the chuldas never stop being machnas. At least the people stop for Pesach, but the chuldas are on duty. They're machnas chametz the whole Pesach through. So how are you ever going to be baidik? Perfect. That's not included in the kind of speaker. Let's have something. Just have something. That's pshat in the Mishnah. I think that's Emes pshat in the Mishnah. So therefore, the Mishnah says ein chayshin. It's not included in the takan is bdik. Now the Gemara is busy with something else. Okay, fine. Takan is bdik you don't have, but there's still chametz. Maybe there's chametz. Forget takan is bdik, but isn't there a suffix chametz? My son is this, why are you chayshish? Forget Chazal's takanas, but we on our own should be chayshish for Shem Agira Chulda. No, so that will say Suffolk, Maisim Ede Suffolk. Maybe that's a Suffolk, but for our own sake, it's a Suffolk, it's Maisim Ede Suffolk. Sveiko, whatever you call it, it's called a Pachas, Sveik Seiko. Even more than a Sveik Seiko, because it's a Regilus. No, there's always two levels. Is there a takanas bdika? If there would be a takanas bdika by Gerer Chulda, then every bias would be mokum shechulda machnisim shechametz. Then you would have to break every house, and you would have to break every house from greyer's chulda. But then ain't a dosif. So the chuldas keep bringing in the whole Pesach could be being busy breaking your house because the chuldas keep going over Pesach too. There's no takanas bdika. Then there's another reason. Forget takanas bdika, but what about regular conventional dinis fakis? It's not there isn't issur shiyah. You're not allowed to have chametz in your house. Pesach that base says that they were going to the issur shiyah and chametz. Because of the chaymer is achilu, guys are in ishshia. So nice. I have maybe this chametz. Why don't I always worry? Maybe a chametz brought in teretz is suffik mitzvah they suffik. Maybe a chulda brought in, but maybe they ate it up. So we're okay. Let's stop now. That we had a kasha. We had we were grappling with the Rambam. The Rambam learns shat in the Mishnah. Ein gair and shema ein chayshish and shema gira chulda. Means not like Rashi that after you were baidik, you turned your back and maybe a chulda ran in and brought some chametz in. So go be baidik again. The Rambam learns though ein chayshish neshema gira chulda means that a makom shein machnisim bechametz. How come you're not baidik a makom shein machnisim bechametz? Yeah, people are not machnisim chametz, but maybe chulda is machnisim chametz. So the Mishnah says ein chayshish. Yeah, look, Abi Pshat. It's the same thing what we're saying now. But then I didn't understand the hemshich of the Rambam. So the Rambam continues because in Cain may chotzu lechotzu meir liir ein ledov asayf. What does that mean? What's ein ledov asayf? Why is it ein ledov asayf? Yesh ledov asayf. Be bay the golem mukaymi shein machnisim amchamas. Where's the ein ledov asayf? Elamai, the Mishnah I think understands the end of the Mishnah. The Rambam does agree is talking about tikkun. If you're going to be chayshish begeris chulda, then how are you ever going to be bay the chametz? After you finish being baidik, some chametz is going to come in from another bias, from another chotzer, from another ear. So you're never going to be able to do a proper bdika because as soon as you finish the bdika, new chametz is going to come in. So it just bothered me. So fine, that's okay. But it bothered me in the language of the Rambam. It's very sussum. The first line in the Rambam is talking about not during Dikas Chametz. The first line in the Rambam says, "We're not chayshish for Gerayis Chulda the whole year." That, you know, you have a place that's ein machnisa bechametz. I have a cellar where I have a garage that's ein machnisa bechametz. I don't have to buy it. I don't have to worry about Gerayis Chulda the whole year. If I have to worry about Gerayis Chulda, it'll be Gerayis Chulda. Could have been in January, but I don't have to worry about Gerayis Chulda. And then the Rambam finishes off. Shem kein mi'chatzel chatzel mi'ir li'ir ein l'dover soif. I'm supposed to understand that second half of the Rambam is talking about that maybe during the Bdika, after I finished the Bdika, Chulda came in. It's very sussum in the language of the Rambam. I'm not worried about the source, but the language of the Rambam is very sussum. I think now it's better. The Rambam is never concerned about the few minutes after you finish a Bdika that a Chulda is going to come in and undo your Bdika until everybody else finishes their Bdika. That's not the new, that's that. If that was what the Rambam was talking about, he would have to spell it out. That's very sussum for us to inject that into the second half of the Rambam. That means something more simple. If you're going to be chayshesh, that a chulda brought in chametz into a mokum she'en machnisa bechametz, and you're going to be baidik the mokum she'en machnisa bechametz, so what's it going to help to be baidik? But during Pesach, maybe a chulda will bring a new chametz. You have to baidik every day. She'en adav asayif. What's the michatzu lachatzu meyulir? The answer is, Mimokim lemokim could only be, might just be Jews. So, just Jews? I'll be baidik all the mokimis that I have that's ein machnis and bechametz. So then that's it. Now my house is clean. Where's the chulda going to get it from? So I don't know. You may have only a Jewish house. Maybe you have only a, but the chutz next door has goyim. The city, only if you live in Bnei Brak, but the city next door for sure is goyim. Maybe you live in Williamsburg, but next door you have, you know, the next neighbor over, you have goyim. So what's it going to help to be baidus to mekayim shei machnis mem chametz? But you're going to have, but goyish shei chametz is going to be coming in the whole Pesach through. And the davasai. That I think in the Lashon Rambam is much better. Okay, that's a side revach. I think what's going on. That's a pun. It's a side thing. Right. But that's the minimum. The greatest chul is not included in the takana speaker. But whatever is included in the, and that's why it could be done suffic mitzvah, the suffic and so on. But whatever is included in the takana speaker is we're no longer done sveikas. Sveikas don't help me anymore. Not suffic derban lekula and not suffic mitzvah, the suffic. All of those things are off. So now, let's go back to the Rambam. You have a house, and a chulda, an achbar, brought in a suffolk, a pika, that suffolk chametz, suffolk matz. So the Rambam, you have to be baited. This is the Rambam said, no, you don't have to be baited. Because sacred Rabban Lakula. If you did bittul, you don't have to be baited. Sacred Rabban Lakula. If you didn't do bdika, the Gemara is talking about you did not do bdika. If you did not do bdika, and Taisus adds, and it's a very big kicker. Taisus adds, the case must be that you do not do bittul, so it's a sacred deraisa. And also, it's a very big kicker. The last line of Taisus, the bottom testament basis, it must be all speak talking about a big kicker. Because if it's a little kicker, Safik might see a Safik. Safik Achil is might see from a Safik Chomis. It's like Sveiko. The Ram doesn't have this. The Ram says, the Kulder board and the kicker, you have to be by the. The Ram is not, and it's mashma the Ramam, it doesn't matter if it's a big kicker or a little kicker. It's mashma the Ramam, it doesn't matter if you were mavatl, you weren't mavatl. You have to be baidik. Said the Ram. What do you mean? Sveikad Rabban Lakula. And especially we can add, and if it's a little kicker, so Suffolk might see me day Suffolk. If it's an edible kicker, Suffolk might see me day Suffolk. So what did the Ram hold? So the Magna Mishnah explained. What do you mean? Is that Takana Zdika? So now we're in a position better to understand what the Machlekes revolves around. Hatal Maidim. That suffic greiris chulda does not generate the takhanas bdika. If I don't know if a chulda brought chametz here at all, and I want to be chayshish, maybe a chulda brought chametz in. Like maybe the shamash brought chametz in. So that already says in the Mishnah, a chul does not like a shamish. People were chayshish, maybe they bought chametz in. Maybe my grandchildren bought chametz in for the house. I have to worry that it's called the mokum shemachnisim b'chametz after they buy it. But I don't have to be bothered. I don't have to worry that maybe chuldus bought chametz in. I mean, I hope I don't have any chuldus. But even if it was a mokum that chuldus were mitzuyim, that's the Mishnah that ain't ledova seif. Because then there'll be no end to it. So chazal were never misakin that there's a takonis b'dikta for chuldus. Why don't we pay shishan your own? You have gidri sopik, sopik, maizmiri sopik, sekit, but takonis b'dikta you don't have. Here in the case, it's sort of in between. It's a chulda. No matter chulda, this kicker was brought in by a chulda. But if not, a shash, maybe a chulda brought something in. Here, yes, it is a chulda. But the suffix is not about the chulda. The suffix is not, did a chulda bring something in? I saw the chulda bring something in. The suffix is about what that thing is. What is that kicker that the chulda brought in? Is it chametz or is it matzah? So the Rambam holds, that's what does it matter that it's a chulda? It could just as well have been a kid. Forget the chulda. The kicker is in my house and it's a suffix. That warrants the takanas, that kicks in, that causes the takanas dika to kick in. And once the takanas dika kicks in, then that's it. Shaykhs aren't going to help me. Shaykh Rabban al Kul doesn't apply, and suffix might be a suffix doesn't apply, and doesn't matter. I have to be baited. And the Pesach and the Ravid hold. Pesach and the Ravid hold. Pesach is also in Testament base holds. They all say the same. They all say the same thing. That if you it's only because you didn't do bittul, so to the Raisa. But if you did bittul and it's a big kicker that can't be eaten. But if it will be a little kicker that could be eaten, or if you did bittul, so take it on lakulu and suffik maizmiri suffik. It has regular gidrei suffik. What happens to the kanas b'dika? Apparently, they hold all those other rishonim hold that since at the end of the day. Since at the end of the day, it is a shash chulda. Because yes, it's true. A kicker, I saw that. It's a suffix. What the chulda brought in? Like, what did the cat drag in? The suffix is the name of the suffix is what did the chulda drag in? So they hold that also goes under the rubric of the under the heading of the Mishnah. That fake is greater chulda. When I have a suffix, the Mishnah's case is I don't know if the chulda brought in anything. So I have a suffix. Did the chulda bring in chametz? Well, in a way, that's the same suffix. Right, what's the Mishnah? What's the suffix? Ain't question shema gira chulda. Maybe a chulda brought in. I don't care if a chulda brought in a dead bird. The suffix is maybe a chulda brought in chametz. And the Mishnah says you're not. There's no takana to be chayshish. Maybe a chulda brought in chametz. So even if I see the chulda brought in something, but I don't know if it's chametz, it still goes under the ending of the Mishnah that you don't have. There's no takana's bdika. To be for maybe a chulda brought in chametz. So the takanas of bdika is not kicked in, since at the end of the day it's still a suffix. Did a chulda bring chametz in? It's a suffix that has more a guy mudaber than in the Mishnah. The Mishnah stand on worried. I'm worrying maybe a chulda some mitzuyus here, maybe a chulda brought in chametz. Here is a little bit more a guy mudaber. The chulda actually brought in a kicker, but since I don't know what the kicker is. Might be chametz, might be matzah, 50-50. It's still called a suffix. Did the chulda bring in chametz? And the rule of the Mishnah is that a suffix, did a chulda bring in chametz, does not trigger a takanas bdika. It's still a suffix. Forget the takanas bdika. It's still a suffix. But for suffix, we have rules. Sveka derabban lekula. And suffix might see the suffix. If it's edible, suffix might see the suffix. Achilas might see from suffix greira. So therefore, Taisus says, the Rav, and they all say that it must be talking about where you didn't do bittul, so it's a sheker deraisa, and it must be talking about a very big kicker, so there's no suffix achila. So then, fine, it's a regular sheker deraisa l'chumah. So you have to be baited. But it's nothing to do with takanas bdika. That's in the kudus hamachlekes between the Taisus and the Rav on the one end, Taisus, the Rav on the one end, and the Ram on the other. Hakol moedim to the din of the Mishnah. That if to stand be mistabik, maybe a chulda brought in chametz. The way I have a suffix, maybe a shamish but chametz into the martev. That's for sure. There's no takanas b'dika for. So why be mistabik on your own? So be mistabik on your own. But they it's a sfeika derabbanon because bivitul be al masagi. And even if you didn't do bittul, but suffix achilas might see from a suffix greira, like by martev, where the suffix achilas might see from a suffix in the following. Not everybody agrees to the machlokes. The Ram and the Ravid is when we went a step up. It's not just a suffix. Did the chulda bring in chametz? Here, there's more aglayim l'dov. I saw the kikar come in. I saw the chulda bring in something, but I know what it is. The Ram says, "Oh, that's already different. That's already not a suffolk about greiros chulda. The suffolk greiros chulda is was the chulda geir. Here, I know the chulda was geir. I don't know what the kikar is. That's a suffolk. It's not even a kikar. That's takonas bdika. And the places in the Ravid, places in Rosh, they all hold. It's still called a suffolk that was the chulda geir chametz into the house. And a suffolk whether the chulda was geir chametz into the house." That's a suffix that's not Machayev Takonas Bdika. Because I know the other side. The other side, it could happen in the middle of Pesach too. The Chulda could bring in a kicker from Yehupitz, and then I don't know what it is. And the other side. For that, they weren't Misakim Bdika. You have to deal with the suffix itself. It's a suffix Chometz. Fine. So that we have the rules. They could Rabbanon and suffix might be the suffix and so on. Now let's ratchet up a step more. What about a case where the achbar actually brought in a kicker, and I know that it's chametz? I think it's a shakal. I know that it's chametz. I know that the achbar, the chulda, brought chametz into the house. The only stuff I can have is maybe it ate it up. Says the Ri, in our Tosha, the Tosha that we're learning. Says the Ri, it depends if you did Bittul or not. If you didn't do Bittul, then it's a Seker Deraisa. And Vade Chametz. And Sokhik's not Maitzi Midei Vade. Sokhik's not Maitzi from Vade Deraisa. So you're stuck. You have to go find it. But if you did bittul, so now we're only on the level of Derabbanan. So on the level of Derabbanan, so again, we're not sure exactly what he's saying. Either Seker Derabbanan Lekula, either Stam Seker Derabbanan Lekula, or in a Derabbanan, Suffolk Ayat Derabbanan is Maitzi from Avada Derabbanan. But that's that issue that I said, we'll untangle that net, that will tangle that ball of twine tomorrow. But Akapanim, he says the Re looks at this with Dine Seikas. If it's a Deraisa at stake, because you did not do Bittul, Seika Deraisa Lechumah. If it's only a Derabbanan, because you did Bittul, then Seika Derabbanan Lekula, and in a Derabbanan, Suffolk is Maitzi from Avada Derabbanan. Akapanim has regular Dine Seikas. And therefore, the Ri says, "Akochach the Mishnah that says that implies that by Chazina de Shokol we have to be Vedic, must be talking about where you did into Bittul. Because if you did Bittul, even if it was Chazina de Shokol, it would be okay, because Safek Achal. Let's say for simplicity's sake, Sveker Rabban Lekul, Safek Achal, Sveker Rabban Lekul. Then the Taisus Tzarosh, no, the Bdikas Chametz Echmiu. What does he mean? He means the Magna Mishnah. Bdikas Chometz is ala Suffolk. What do you tell me? Sveka Rabban Lekula. Every Bdikas Chometz is Sveka Rabban Lekula. That was the Takana Bdikah. What's the Nekudas HaMachlekes? The Nekudas HaMachlekes is, how far do we take the Mishnah's din? The Mishnah tells you that like Reves Chuldo, there's no Takana's Bdikah. The Rambam limited it. The cases where I don't know if the chulda brought anything in. But if I saw the chulda bring something in, I don't know what it is, but I saw the chulda bring something in, you already lose the din of the Mishnah, you're into the takanas dik. Taisis, the Taisis the Rosh, the Ravid, by Taisha Tziburim, they don't agree with it. They say, that's still called a suffix of Geras chulda. I don't know what the chulda brought in. I don't know if the chulda brought chametz into the house. Maybe the chulda brought in matz into the house. I don't know if the chulda brought in. That's still called a suffix about Gerer Schulda. A suffix about Gerer Schulda does not trigger Takonas Bdikah. Now we went a step further. Now we have a case where I saw the Chulda drink drag something in, and I know what it was. I saw the chazina de shokol. I know the chulder brought chametz into the house. So Taisa Ross says adka. This is already not under the heading of greiros asafik about greiros chulder. Here I have this is a chametz that for sure came into the house. Who cares how it got into the house? A chulder brought into the house. A person brought into the house. I saw the chametz come into the house. Now I have a suffering after chulder ate it up. So that's like every takonis. That's a regular takonis bikur. If I know that there's chametz in my house and I have a suffering if a chulder ate it up or not, then what do you tell me? Second abundant lekula. So you can tell that by every dikas chametz. Every dikas chametz. If I have a chulder in my house, you have a chulder in your house. If it's a mokum shechulder lechazim esuyim shom, so every dikas chametz should be potter. I know maybe I have chametz in my house, but a sofik chulda is mighty from a sofik chametz. And here it's even worse. Here I have a vada chametz. I mean, it's mamish worse. I know for sure that there's chametz in my house. So what do you say? Yeah, but maybe chulda ate it. So that's if you could rely since it's only drabon, right? The thing, maybe it's a drabon. The re saying it's a drabon, you can rely and say if it's fake drabon lekulu or suffolk might be they've added drabon. What are you talking about? So everything is chametz like that. If you have a chuld in your house, if you're a chuld of chuld of chazim, what's it different than? It's even worse than the. What's it different than? You never have to be baidik. Here already, the Tosfos Rosh says here already about this takonas bika. Once I know that comments came into my house, takonas bika goes into effect. And since takonas bika goes into effect, so now sfeikas aren't going to help me. Because it doesn't matter, sfeikas darabon, you attack a sfeikas darabon, and I was rimavatal b'liboy, so I mean, the rice until the almasagi, it's only a darabonon, so it's only a bika's comments darabonon, and maybe the chulda ate it up. So what? Every bika's comments is exactly the same thing. Every bika's comments in a house that chazir v'chulda mitzuyim shom is exactly like that. And you have to be waiting anyway. It's also very clear. And the re holds that no, it goes even, the Mishnah extends even here. At the end of the day, this chametz came into the house through a geres chulda. The chametz that comes into the house, now I don't know exactly how far this goes, and it's taka tamur, but the re says chametz that comes into the house with the geres chulda does not have a takonas bika. Yeah, maybe that's how it. Maybe kachaze. Anyway, dikas chametz only shel yavel ochle, according to Tosfos. So the whole gzeir shem yavel ochle shel yavel ochle was not said on chametz that comes in through greiros chulda. You have to go to the chametz. You're not allowed to keep chametz Tosfos la base. There's nisur shiur chametz. You have to get rid of the chametz. Chametz came into my house. I have to get rid of it. Okay, but it's a sfeikah derabbanan. Sfeikah derabbanan l'kula. Maybe the chulda ate it. Or suffik heterogles might see from a vada de rabbanon, whichever nusuch we want to say. So that's where the re went, and that tests Rosh Hashanah Bikur. So it comes out. I think it's like a big, it's a whole new level of clarity what's going on in the Mishnah. The Mishnah lays down a yisoid, that's the yisoid of the Mishnah, in the Dovah Seif, that there's no takanas b'dikah by geres chulda. As regular gedrei seikas, the Gemara says regular gedrei seikas, you have chazina de shokol, saying sofik maitzvi levadai, loy chazina de shokol, so sofik is maitzvi levadai, sofik is maitzvi levadai, and it's a fake seikah, and it's a, and so on. Nope, fine. But the takonis b'dik you don't have, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, and that's because of Ein L'Dov HaSeif. Because Ein L'Dov HaSeif, you're worried about chuddush bringing in, the whole place of chuddush could be bringing in chametz. That's obviously, for that chazal weren't misakim b'dik. Otherwise, you'll be busy being paid the chametz the whole year, the whole place of through. How far does that go? So we appreciate this. The most limiting is the Rambam. The Rambam says, it's only if I don't know if the chulda brought any. If I don't know, first of all, if I don't know anything happened, like in the Mishnah, lechazina de shakel, I don't know if the chulda brought anything here. Or even in a case where you have two tziburim, one is chametz and one is matzah, and two achbarim and two houses, and I know which achbar took which tzibur into which house, so they're also the gemara says sfeika derabanan lekula. That also does not go into the takanas habdika. So they're also at least I don't know if the chulda brought. I know what the chametz is. But I don't know if the Chulda brought that chametz into the house. Here's the Tzibur chametz. I don't know if it went into my house. Did the Chulda bring it into my house or not? That's still included in the Mishnah. That's called a Suffolk Greyer's Chulda. I don't know if the Chulda was Greyer this chametz into my house. The Suffolk is in the Greyer's Chulda. I know which is the chametz and which is the matzah. The Suffolk is, but did the Chulda take the one that was indubitably chametz and bring it into the house? That's still called the Suffolk Greyer's Chulda, and there's no takanas b'digun. No, sveikah rabban l'kul. But in a case where there's one kicker of dubious nature, I don't know what it is, chametz or matzah, I have a kicker, I don't know what you know, it's, or I have even at eset siburim. But if kavua called kavua is kamechza al mechza, and now I saw the achber take one of the kikars, so it's kavua kamechza al mechza domi. So now I have a kicker on which I have a suffix. The kicker is now, the suffix is now chal on the kicker. Yeah. It's very edel the chilek in this case and the previous case. And if you get to the bottom of Tesla Bays, we'll have to think about it some more. But I'll compound him. This is a case where the Shema Sophic is, what is this kicker? And the kicker is definitely in my house. I saw the Achmer bringing the kicker into my house. So the Rambam says that already now you're ready. This is not called the Sophic of Geres Chulda. The Sophic is not about the Geres Chulda. The Sophic is about the kicker. Sophic about a kicker. That's Takhanas Bika. You have something in your house. I know it's in my house. I don't know what it is. So that's Takhanas Bika. Takhanas Bika, then there's no, you don't say Sekhar Avon Lukul and Takhanas Bika. And he would never have dikkur. So that's the Rambam. The Rambam limits the scope of this loophole of the Mishnah. Where is the Taisar Rosh? Taisar Rosh. I mean, Taisar Rosh, the David, the Taisar's and Testament base, they don't accept the Rambam's limitation. They say, no. They say, even a case like that, at the end of the day, I don't know if the chulda brought chametz into my house. It's true in Lomdus, the Shema Sofik is on the kicker, not on the chulda. But he still, you could frame it as, did the chulda bring chametz into my house? The chulda brought something into my house. But I don't know what it is. Maybe it's chametz, maybe it's matzah. I don't know if the chulda brought chametz into my house. The Shema Sofik is still, did the chulda bring chametz into my house? I mean, in Lomdus, maybe the Rambam would say, that's not the Shema Sofik. The Shema Sofik is, what is this kicker? But the Taisus derived the Taisar Rosh, they all say, no, you could still describe that as a Suffolk. I don't know if the Nesquites I'm saying are exactly are all the way down to Bedrock, but good enough anyway. They would say, you could still describe this as a Suffolk, did the Chulda bring chametz into the house? And a Suffolk, did the Chulda bring chametz into the house, does not trigger a Takanas Bika. So that goes to just goes with regular Gidrei Suffolk. Like a Rabban Lekula. And Suffolk might say they Suffolk, and therefore they say that it's this, even though the Gemara says that it's also kol kavul kamechza metzah, the Gemara says you have to be Vedic, but they say that's only if A, you didn't do bittel, otherwise fake the rabban kula, and B, it was a very big kicker that the chulda couldn't possibly have eaten because otherwise Suffolk might say they Suffolk. Those two are regular gidrei Suffolk. In other words, it's still they say that you're still under the umbrella of the Mishnah. There's no takanas bika agreis chulda. You just treat it with regular Gidrei Sofik. The Mishnah Gemara says also that must be where it's no bittul and it's the Sofik Sekhid Raisa and no Achilo, so there's no Sofik Maisim with De Sofik. And that's what it says, by the way, in Tur. This is the Tur that I quoted yesterday in Tov Lamed Tes, where the Tur says that if a Chulder brought a kicker into the house and I don't know what it is, so the Tur says, well, if you did bittul, then Sekhid Rabban and the Kula. And even if you didn't do bittul, but if it's a small kicker, then Sofik is Maisim with De Sofik. So it's Mutimah Sfek Sfekah. The Lashon Tur is Sfek Sfekah. That's where we have the Magen Avraham and the Chaim and Rabbi Kreger. The Lashon Tur is Sfek Sfekah. The Magen Avraham says, not really Sfek Sfekah, it's not the Vasachas. One Sfekah came before the other. He says, no, all the Sfekah is a Chal by the Zman Isser. And Rabbi Kreger and the Chaim say, even if it's not, it's Kalten Reilu, then it's Sfek Sfekah. But it's a Sfek Hetai Rogel, it's a Maitzim Yidei Sfek. How was that? That's the context now. We see now the context for that discussion that we saw the other day. But it's the Tur is presenting the shita of that's how he's passing like the Rosh, like the Taisus, all these Rishonim them on Testament base, by Teshuv Tzibur. Then finally, we have the most extreme case where you have with the Chazina de Shaka. I saw the Chulda bring chametz into the house, and the Re still says, I don't know what the Rebbe says, I have no idea, but the Re still says that's still called Safek Gerus, that's still called Gerus Chulda, and it still doesn't have Takanas Bdikah. It has regular Gidrei Safek, Safek Derabban Lekula, Safek Maitzim Adesvai, and Safek is Maitzim Adesvai Derabbanon, and so on and so forth. But therefore it's Mutter. Unless the Mishnah says Chazina Deshakel is also, yeah, the Mishnah's talking about we didn't do Bittel. I may be an Eidit, ain't Safek Maitzim Adesvai. From Adesvai Deraisa, Safek is not Maitzim. And the places are also, he said, no, here already not. Chazina Deshakel, I saw the Chul to bring Chametz into the house. That's not a Safek in the Chul at all. The Safek is not due to Chul. Not a suffix greater. There's no way to describe it as a suffix by greater chulda. It's a suffix by achilas chulda. No, every chametz in my house is a suffix achilas chulda. So lo yozan ukayim suffix greater chulda. So that's nothing to do with the Mishnah. That's a regular takanas bdika. Regular takanas bdika. But bdika chmiru. Something says to us, what do you mean sekeder ban chulda? But bdika chmiru. Yeah. Okay. I think it's a. It's a different level of clock idea in this in the Mishnah. Okay, tomorrow I want to talk through this prat. In the Ri, there's this prat. The Ri says if you didn't do Bittul, the Ri says if you did Bittul, so then in the Mishnah, even if it's Chazina Deshakal, but if you did Bittul, Mutter. If you did Bittul, it's Mutter. But not so clear in the Ri, is he saying it's mutter because sveka derabban lekula? Or is he saying it's mutter because a sofek het harogel is moitzi from a vadai derabban? And the lashon sounds more the second way. The first way is simpler. That I want to unravel. You have to. It's negay also just from chesuring after pshat to the va'oidai meri. Like what is person want with the va'oidai meri? I'm just telling you what to think about. The Va'oda Marie, you have to think through what exactly the place is saying. What does he want? And so I want to talk through that. And then fine, we'll go on to the next. Keep going. Plow ahead. The process is for Mexico and yeah, whatever. Okay, good.
Well, thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.